Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, and you on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. We'll talk to former Royals reliever Jamie Bluma in studio. Former Chiefs wide receiver Mark Bowridge will be with us today. Annie Rogers, who covers the Royals for MLB.com, and our college basketball insider, Mike DeCourcy, from the Sporting News to talk about last night's national championship game. Won by UConn, back-to-back. Who did they think they are, the Chiefs? Yeah, we know what that's all about. We've been there. We've done that. Yes, we. All right. All of us. You know, I had talked myself into thinking it was going to be a good game. The first half was all right. But UConn is just too good. That's it. UConn is just too good. I don't know what else to, I don't know what else to say. They've shown it. They've proven it. It's amazing. The run that they've gone on these last 2 years is really unlike anything that we've seen. All I can do is read stories and watch documentaries about UCLA and John Wooden and boosters and bags of money and everything else. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, when they had Bill Walton, they could have taken. I have no idea. I don't. All right. And guess what? Neither do you. Okay. All we can talk about is what we see, what we've seen, right, in our lifetimes. We've seen some great college basketball teams in a season. We've seen a couple of teams go back-to-back, the most recent Florida. We saw Duke do it. But it's different. The landscape of college basketball is different. And the turnover on rosters is so great. It's just, and not to say that those teams couldn't do it now, I don't know. Could that Florida team repeat? Sure, they were great. Great coach, great players. But right now, what we're watching is incredible. And Aaron Torres covers college basketball and college football, Fox Sports Radio, and we've had him on the show before. And he's a UConn guy. And so he obviously pays close attention to this and is a little bit biased, but he'll give you some evidence and be quick to tell you why UConn's different than these other recent teams that have repeated. And he tweeted out last night, "Don't be the guy in the office tomorrow who says UConn's the first team to go back-to-back since Florida in 2007 and make any comparison to it." Because he said, this is unprecedented. Why? Florida returned all five starters. And look, he shouldn't get dinged for that. They returned all five starters. It's great, right? But they returned all five starters. Duke, when they repeated in 1992, returned four of five starters. UConn lost its three best players from last year. UConn had to basically revamp their roster. And I mean, this is why you have to look at this team or this stretch. And when you compare it to what Florida or Duke did, it's different. It's really amazing. Two really different teams under the same coach, and Dan Hurley went back-to-back. And then you add the element that every single game in these 2 years in the NCAA tournament, all 12, they won by double digits. Think about that for a minute. We've all seen in different ways and at different levels how difficult it is to win, or how difficult it can be to win in the NCAA tournament. Right? Hey, Kansas has won a couple of titles in Bill Self. But then some years, it hasn't gone very well. As of late, it hasn't gone very well. And it's a reminder, it ain't easy. Missouri's had some fantastic basketball teams over the years. How many conference titles did Norm Stewart win in a row with John Sunvold and Steve Stepanovich? How badass were they? Great teams. Don't let what Nate says, you'll get it twisted when he refuses to bring up good programs that haven't won a championship or gone to the Final Four. Norm Stewart is a Hall of Fame coach. And they had teams that were magnificent in the Big Eight. Never made it to a Final Four. Now, sporadically, there's been some good teams that they've had that have made it to the Elite Eight, but nowhere near the consistency that Norm Stewart offered. He's one of the greatest coaches in college basketball history not to make it to the Final Four. Why? Because it's really hard to win the NCAA tournament. As of recent times, how many times has K-State made it to the Elite Eight? And you're thinking, oh, look at this matchup they got in the Elite Eight. Here we come, Final Four. And then it doesn't happen. Who's K-State lost to in the Elite Eight?
Xavier in, was it Florida Atlantic? Was it last year?
Jake's nodding. I don't agree, but let's see if, who else? What are we missing here?
It was Xavier. Wasn't it Frank Martin?
Yeah. That was that great game.
Yeah, I remember watching that in
overtime.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Double overtime.
And then FAU.
Loyola Chicago, fellas.
Loyola Chicago.
Jake seems puzzled by what I've just offered him up.
Was it three times they've lost an Elite Eight? Could have swore they lost to Florida Atlantic last year.
Well,
I'm looking it up.
Look it up. I'm not saying they didn't. I was thinking of the Loyola Chicago game. And
yeah. Okay, Elite Eights, 2010, 2018, 2013 here, or 2023 here most recently. So 2018 must have been the Loyola Chicago year, I would guess.
Like, I was under the impression they beat Xavier.
So let's
see. You guys confuse me so much sometimes. Did they lose to Butler?
Yeah, they beat Xavier in the Sweet 16. Yeah. That was a double overtime game. Yeah.
Okay, and then they lost to Butler. Ah, okay. Well, that's three different times.
Well,
the Butler was the 5 seed. They were the 2 seed.
Point is, they've had some, it looked like K-State was headed to the Final Four.
3 chances.
Jay, go through it again. I'm sure the listening audience is super confused by this.
So in 2010, they beat Xavier in a double overtime game, 101-96.
Right.
And they lost to Butler. I don't have the score in front of me.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right.
That was 2010 with Frank Martin.
Okay, so then what was the run when they lost to Loyola?
That was 2018.
Right. Because that's when I really remember, like, boy, How could you ask for anything more to play Loyola Chicago in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four?
So K-State that year beat Creighton. That was a year that Virginia was on the other side of the bracket, and so they beat Creighton. Virginia lost to Maryland, Baltimore County. K-State beat them. Then K-State beat Kentucky, the 5 seed. So then they took on the 11 seed, Loyola Chicago, 9 versus 11 in the Elite Eight, and they lost to Loyola Chicago 78-62. Then last year,
the classic against Michigan State.
Yep. They won that game in overtime, and then they played Florida Atlantic. And remember, they lost on a 3-point. They lost by 3 points.
So, again, right there to make it to a Final Four. And it
really hard to do.
Didn't happen. It's really hard to do.
Even the two national titles, the KU won, took miracles. Literally, like, called miracles. Mario's Miracle. I guess there's not a name for the one against North Carolina, but they were down 15 at halftime in that one.
Different venues, different teams, different styles, dealing with injuries, dealing with off nights, dealing with, you know, having just a day or two to prepare for an opponent, dealing with the unexpected, all these things should make it impossible to do what UConn just did. And that's to go back-to-back NCAA tournaments and essentially blow everyone out. 12 straight games. Dan Hurley said it in the press conference. He said, we've made a really difficult tournament look easy. And people said, oh boy, in the air again. What's false about what he said? They have made the tournament the last 2 years look easy. It's not that easy. That's what's so amazing about it. It ain't that easy. And I really thought, well, okay, then, you know, Purdue. Here's a number one seed. It looks like a great college basketball team with a hell of a coach, with the back-to-back national player of the year, who's 7'4". Here's a unique challenge. Here we go. There we go. Ah, double-digit win again. Okay. Like, what else? What else do you want to throw at him? And then, you know, Dan Hurley gets up on the mic after receiving the trophy. Jake, I sent you the clip. I'd like to play it. Because I felt people getting angry when he said it. And I said, boy, we're going to play this clip 10 times tomorrow on the show. Just to get Nate and Jake's reaction. Because it don't bother me. But I got a sneaking suspicion that you guys might not like it. But again, Dan Hurley is not shy about telling you what he thinks. Right?
I'll have to find it somewhere else. It's no longer available on the...
Nowhere?
On the link that you sent me.
I sent you both of them? Both of them out? Well, the NCAA was doing work overnight.
Here's the second one. Hold on.
There we go. We'll find it. But, I mean, what else can you say? What else can you say about what they did last night? What they've done over the last 2 years? It's amazing. It's amazing.
I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, not just the last 2 years either. Since the millennium, they've been the best program in college basketball, right?
Well, yeah.
More titles. And he's right. He knows how hard the tournament is. It's kind of like the Chiefs right now. You mentioned it. I mean, we see the Chiefs. You say, oh, well, Patrick Mahomes, we're going to win. But Chiefs fans know if they've been around long enough, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl. Really hard. Couldn't do it for 50 years. And, yeah, the NCAA tournament, even for the Blue Bloods, it's hard to make it to the Final Four. And really hard to win a title. I feel very, very, very spoiled as a KU fan to have seen my team do it 3 times. And 2 of them involved the word miracle. Danny and the Miracles, Mario's Miracle, and the other one involved a 15-point comeback. Like, it's hard. Hard. And just like that game was, you felt like, I don't know about you guys, but they were up six at halftime, and it felt like, oh, Purdue's in trouble. I mean, Purdue's going to have to really come out of the gate in the second half, or they could get blown out like everybody else. And at 15 points, to me, like that made that makes the game look closer than it was.
I sent it to you again, Sire, if you need it.
That didn't feel like a game most of the second half.
Well, I mean, no, because it wasn't.
I mean, right? Like, and that's Purdue.
Because
it wasn't. That's the number one contender. That's the second best team, and so he's right. They made something really, really hard look really easy. That's totally true.
Right. So this is Hurley being interviewed on the stage after the game.
UConn's been running for the last 25, 30 years. UConn's been running college basketball. And I see all the former champs over there. And we've been running college basketball the last 30 years. Let's go.
You really want that to bother us a lot, don't you?
No. It's quite a statement. It's a hell of a statement. We've been running college basketball for 30 years. I mean, I feel like there's plenty of coaches that pissed off last night.
Yeah,
I feel like there's plenty of fan bases that pissed off last night.
You should take a look at themselves, and I mean, you win six titles in 25 years, you can make that statement. I mean, you can make that statement all day long.
I think it's an overstatement. They've been the best program for 30 years. They haven't been running.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, they haven't been running it.
Right. Again, that's not what he said.
Right.
He said they've been running college basketball.
But guess what?
For 30 years.
He has the microphone.
Right.
And you will listen.
And he gets right. And he gets
right. And then, but now we'll react.
Yes.
Okay.
They have not been running college basketball.
I'm not interested in what you think he meant.
Yeah.
He said that UConn's been running college basketball for 30 years.
Right.
And he said it again.
Right.
He said it twice.
Right.
UConn's been running for the last 25, 30 years. UConn's been running college basketball. And I see all the former champs over there. And we've been running college basketball the last 30 years. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's East Coast.
This is like, you really want this to buy? No, that's like a wow, boy.
Yeah. Hey.
Nobody cares what my reaction to that is. Everyone runs college basketball. You know, when it comes to me, like, okay, yeah, you run college. I mean, I'm like Oprah, and you run college basketball, and you run college. I mean, I can't get a conference win. I got nothing to say about this. Well, I'm just sitting there like, hey, well, okay, thanks. You know?
Mm-hmm.
My team runs the NFL. Hey, that's what I got. That's all I got. But, for you, it has to hit different.
Yeah,
it has to, because as soon as you said that, I'm like, I'm not sitting there thinking, I wonder what Mizzou fans think about that. I wonder what K-State fans think about that. I wonder what Iowa State fans think. No, I go, boy, I wonder what Kansas fans think about that. I wonder what Duke fans thought about that. I wonder what North Carolina fans thought about that. That's what I, you know.
Yeah, and I think. That's the thing. Like, I'm looking at it.
It's like, hey, welcome to the party. I mean, what were you before that? I mean, what was your program 25 years ago?
Oh, I don't think anyone cares.
Well.
And see, and that's a funny thing, because like you say, well, of course they are. A year ago, I'm having to listen to discussions of whether or not they're a blue blood. And at this point, who cares? They have created their own club.
The nouveau riche of basketball.
You know, is UCLA a blue blood? Who cares what happened at this point 40, 50 years ago? We're talking about right now. Right now. I know that you want to talk about, you know, who invented basketball and everything else. And that's
there is
great.
There is something to be said about the
History matters.
History matters.
It's not the only thing that matters.
But guess what? When I'm talking about who the best team, who runs the NFL, I'm not interested in hearing about what the Packers did in the 50s and the 60s. That doesn't come up. That doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I talk about what the Patriots did and how the Chiefs are chasing the Patriots and teams like that.
But we do take pride in the 1969 championship that Lynn Dawson won. I mean, that
great, but I don't use that in any arguments.
You don't ever say that you know they've won four world championships. I mean,
but not in there any arguments about who the best franchise is over the past 10 or 15 years. Or, I mean, it's just not relevant to what they're doing now. That's just me. You know,
I mean, that's fair.
You know, I just don't. And so when he's talking about running, he said 25 or 30 years. And see the snark, what were you before then?
Yeah.
I don't think he cares what they were before then.
Well, sure. Why do we care what they were 25 years ago then? That's history, too.
But it's what they are right now.
Right now, they're the best.
Yeah, he's the best right now.
They're running it right now. There's no doubt about that. But he said 25, 30 years. He's picking a target that goes back into history. Right now, they're running it. No doubt. They ran it the last 2 years. 25 years, I wouldn't say they've run it. They've been the best.
How? Because we've seen it?
Yeah, those of us have been around long enough.
Right. I mean, because it's we've seen it. It's recent college basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all matters. I think that what happens most recently matters more to us because we're living it. But, yeah, look, they ran college basketball the last 2 years. They ran the NCAA tournament. They've had more titles over that stretch than anybody else. That's all true. Hell yeah. They've been the best program in college basketball for that time. No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, and they just did it in a way that we've never seen before.
And so I asked you last year, and you said no. So I'm going to ask you again. Would you trade what UConn has done since 1999 for what Kansas has done since 1999? And you said no, because you said all those conference championships mean something to you, and UConn had some years where they didn't make the tournament and they weren't good, but they had all these national championships. Now that they've won another one, I ask the same question.
Yeah, I think so. Five titles? Yeah, sure.
I mean, the reason why it's an interesting question is because you said no last year. And I get it. I understand. But now you had back-to-back.
Yeah.
And now they've won another one.
Yeah. Back-to-back is that's big time, man. I mean, obviously, I've never seen Kansas do that.
You wouldn't pick anyone else's last 25 or 30 years.
No.
No. What they
Nobody
just
else.
Did is historic.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they just elevated themselves to the top of college basketball in the last 25 years.
So he's going back to, so when he says 20, he says 1999.
Yeah.
And how many is that now since 99?
I wrote down five, but that might be since 2000. Yeah, that's since 2000, so it must be six.
I don't know. I think it's six. I think they have six since 99.
Yeah. So we went through it since 2000.
Yeah.
Duke's won three. North Carolina's won three. Florida, Kansas, and Villanova each won two.
Yeah, see, 99, they won it. That's one. 2004. 2011. Damn, Calhoun won three. 2014, six. Kevin Ollie. You did six? Six since 1999? That's crazy.
And they missed the tournament eight times.
And that's why it's the question was a more difficult one, I guess, last year.
Yeah. Because Kansas never misses the tournament.
Right.
You're always a part of it.
Yeah,
every
down
year
as a four seed.
Yeah.
You're always competing for a conference championship. And more times than not in that stretch, you won a conference championship. But now UConn has just won so many national championships. It's like you don't care about
I don't know what the point is.
Else.
I guess for me it's going from four to five. It's hard because I wouldn't – that's not – that's crazy that a team that's won that many times has missed the tournament that many times. In that stretch. So Jeff tweeted at us, are you running college basketball if you miss the tournament eight times during that stretch? It's
maybe Jeff would rather have KU's last 25 years. there's no right or wrong answers. Right. It's like what you would rather have.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, it is more about trophies than anything else. Kansas won a lot of trophies, but the biggest trophy, you know, that's six of them since 1999. Man, that's a lot.
Like, to me, whatever the answer is, it includes winning the most championships, national championships. That's what I'd rather be. Whatever that is. However you got there. And if that means missing out on the postseason a few times along the way, okay. All right. How many championships did I win? That's what I'd rather have. And but maybe some people wouldn't. Maybe some people would rather be in it, in the dance every year and never have to suffer a down year. And if that's what you and if you get so much enjoyment out of that, and that's such a big part of your life, you know, and that's your identity, then fine. It's what your personal choice is. Right?
Sure.
What about Jake? What would you rather have?
Oh, I'd take what they just did, the dominance that they had in the last 2 years. I mean, I think that's
I'm talking about the body of work.
I know, that's icing on the cake.
Let's say go to 99 and say, you know, six championships, but you missed the tournament eight times.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take the titles.
Right. I feel like everybody would, or most everyone would. Maybe not Jeff.
Well, I think his tweet was in response to the "we're running college basketball" quote. You know, are you running it if you've missed it eight times?
I don't know. You have to ask Dan Hurley about that.
That's East Coast talk.
That's his take. Is it? Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
That's, you know.
Ooh.
That's just being brash. You know. I'm not going to take him word for word on it. They've been the best program overall.
Why don't you want to take him? But he said it. I mean, why don't you?
Yeah, because I disagree.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, because I think that the facts state otherwise. You know,
that's all I want out of you.
Yeah, but
did it ruffle your feathers? Did it ruffle your Jayhawk feathers?
No, I honestly, I like him. I like Hurley. He's kind of piss and vinegar, and he's fired up. He's getting warned, even though his team's up 20 points in the game, because he's still fired up out there. You know, I like him. He's obviously a great coach, and I don't mind. Hey, man, it's fun. You know, you just dominated the tournament 2 years in a row. You got your whole fan base there. He's talking to them. He's getting fired up. Now, like, look, if I'm Bill Self in Kansas, I'd be putting that up on the bulletin board. You know, hey, that's the standard now. By the way. That's the standard.
That's a hell of a standard. I don't know if anyone. I mean, I don't think anyone's could do that. What they just did.
I know, but if you want to be Kansas, that you have to acknowledge that they're the best right now.
Jake, did it bother you at all?
Oh no! I mean, it's a guy that's emotional. It's on top of the mountain right now. Yeah. I mean, you get to say you have the stage. You get to say whatever you want, man. I after what they just did the last 2 years, I mean, have at it, have fun, enjoy it.
Do you agree with it?
I mean, we talk vocabulary and semantics. I think, you know, I probably wouldn't say that they're running it, but I think right now you're on top of the mountain, babe. You get it. You get to say whatever you want when you're up there. Have at it. Good for you, man. You just did something that, yeah, I've never seen in my lifetime, a team dominate 2 years in a row in the fashion that they did. I mean, that's it. We've never seen that. Not that way. And so, hey, if you want to say you're running, you get it. You get to say that. Do I have to agree with it? Probably not. Probably you're not probably running it. You've been the best over the last 25 years. I think you can say that without any argument from me. You've been the best in the last 25 years. Absolutely. 100%. Have you been running it? I don't know. Probably not. But you've been the best.
I'd like to see you in interview Dan Hurley. Just tell me. Have you been running? Probably not.
I mean,
just look at him go crazy.
Hey, I respect what he's done, man.
He's, hey, how can you not?
He's the best going right now. He's the best. I love Bill Self, and I'd take him over anybody, but right now, Danny Hurley, he's the best going.
It's just wild, too, though. What makes it even more impressive just for the actual program itself is when we're talking about them winning the six championships, they've done it with three different coaches.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what turns into, from a good basketball team to a program.
Right.
When you're going through multiple coaches and still doing it. It's just so weird how they've had some years where they just seem like they were.
It's really
irrelevant,
weird. Yeah, that's what brings up all these discussions because they've had down years. They've had years when you miss the tournaments. It's like, how in the hell? How does that happen?
Yeah,
you know. It's just, it's
such bad years that coaches get fired. You know, Kevin Ollie.
I mean,
he got fired.
So. I don't know, man.
Hurley ain't getting fired. He's different. I mean, Ollie didn't have that much success around the tournament, and the team that won the tournament wasn't some dominant team like this. This was the best team going into the tournament. They won the tournament. You know, sometimes a team gets hot, and they win the national title in basketball, and you don't go, well, that was the best team. You just go, well, they caught a heater. Things fell the right way. KU's team that won 2 years ago was not Bill Self's best team, but they came together at the right time. Things clicked at the right time. The bracket fell the right way.
Jesus, they beat everyone by double digits.
That's what I'm saying.
Two years in a row.
This run with him, there's nothing fluky about it. Like, there's nothing circumstantial about it. They just went and crushed everybody because they were the best team. And that to me is different. You know, that's what puts him on a different pedestal. He's just going out and putting together a team that dominates.
And he'll tell you. He'll tell you about it.
I respect that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's we can all agree with that. He's the man right now. They're the team right now, and everyone else is trying to catch up. And it ain't just like, well, wait till they lose all the guys from this team. That happened last year. And then they come back and were more dominant and won it again.
UConn's been running for the last 25, 30 years. UConn's been running college basketball. And I see all the former champs over there. And we've been running college basketball the last 30 years.
I want you to know this. You look at me. He's getting increasingly more pissed off the more he plays. I want you to know that.
I know.
I know him like a brother, right? And I see it. Uh-huh. I see things in him that he doesn't even know that's going on in his.
Right.
I see in his eyes. He tries to wear them effing sunglasses to block. I see through his eyes. I see his soul. And I know how he's reacting before he does.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the little devil on his shoulder. And every time we play that, his eyes start to twitch just a little bit. Just a little bit more. It's every time. You're handling it fine. He's in there. His eyes are like slapping shit.
You caught a little glimpse when he said, tell me what you did before that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That was a little glimpse.
I'm like cha-ching. You know what I was like? I was like Welvin. Got him.
Got him.
Got him. And then he just played it again on his own. Yeah. I didn't ask for it.
Yep.
And then there's a little, just his eyes like,
probably not.
All right. Now I've done my job. We'll take a break. Back into this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jay says, I think because they have such a small and quiet fan base, it's hard to believe that they run college basketball. Hey, Nate Bucati, how often do you see UConn gear in an airport?
Well, I'm not flying in and out of Connecticut very often.
Why aren't you?
You're not going in and out of Hartford?
Maybe you should.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I haven't been, so I haven't had any games in that. I'm going to be going to that part of the country a few times here coming up. Maybe I'll see more UConn stuff then. I don't know how big their student body is. But
I feel like the bandwagon could grow.
You think of things like Duke is a little bit more of a national brand, right? People claim to be Duke fans all over the country.
And that's really who I was thinking about, too, when he made those comments. He goes, oh, these Duke fans right now got to be just insane with anger at that statement.
Connecticut looks like it's about the same size as University of Kansas, about 19,000. I don't know. I don't know how many UConn fans there are compared to other basketball fans. You're going to see fans from the Midwest. You know, when I anymore when I go in and out of airports, you know what I see? Chiefs gear at all times.
Right, bandwagon. So well, you would think now, back to back, maybe now you're going to start to see more UConn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. Especially if you go out there. I don't see. I don't. Maybe there's kids in Iowa right now that are like, I'm a UConn fan now, but I doubt it. Not too many, anyway. There might be a few. But
yeah, man.
I don't. That doesn't. Their fan base doesn't have anything to do with whether or not they run college basketball. To me, that's not a part of my thought process. My thought process is, if you're going to claim that you've run a sport for three decades, I don't think that what they've done measures up to that. You don't miss out on the postseason eight times during those 30 years.
Tell them. Push back.
Yeah.
There
but
we go.
You've been the best.
Go. Here you are.
You've been the best.
Welcome to the
like
show.
That? All right.
Just push back a little bit. That's all I want. Yeah.
But, like I said, that's it. That's the East Coast mentality. Be the brashest. Be the have the most swagger and tell everybody how great you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of it. But when you win, you get the right to do that. And they won by a lot. I mean, they ran college basketball the last 2 years.
Andy Reid didn't say that. He said, we run the NFL. Right.
Hey, I mean, he's got a massive chip on his shoulder, and I'm sure, you know,
Andy Reid?
That motivates. No, Dan Hurley.
Like Andy Reid, what are you always? Doggone it, it's tough to win in the NFL. It's tough to win a game. It's tough to win the NFL. He's always humble in winning and always reminds you how difficult this is and praises the other team. It's different. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Steve St. John Sr. always comments on that, you know.
Yeah.
That guy knows how to win with class.
Yeah.
You know,
he's old school.
Yeah.
I mean, he's old school.
My dad just, you know, he likes the way handles himself after a win.
I think part of, to give Dan Hurley some credit on this, I think part of what he's doing there is he is acknowledging the programs, the players,
he's
and
very
the coaches.
He's very ballsy.
He is very ballsy. But he did say, in that interview, he said, you know, I'm overcome by this because I know how hard this is. I know how hard this is. And that sounds like an arrogant comment when you just made it look really easy, but I think he does. But I think part of what he's trying to do there is he's trying to give love to the players and the two other coaches that won titles before him. I think that's part of what he's doing there. He's calling back to the last 30 years because he knows that there's people in the audience there, the players, the fans that saw his program win national titles before he even got there. I think that's part of what he's trying to do.
We'll play a couple of these clips here. From Dan Hurley, since he's the star of the show so far. Let's start with the first one, Jake, that you have on the wonderful sheet of sound that you gave us. Here is Dan Hurley telling us about how great this two-year run has been.
I just think it's the best two-year run, I think, in a very, very long time, just because of everything we lost from last year's team. To lose that much and again, to do what we did again, it's got to be as impressive a two-year run as a program's had since prior to whoever did it before Duke. To me, it is more impressive than what Florida and Duke did because they brought back their entire teams, and you know we lost some major players.
I like how he doesn't shy away from telling you his teams are better than those teams. You know, like some coaches say, that's up to you. I'm just going to say we're really proud of what we did.
I'm going to be honest. It doesn't hurt that his brother played for one of those two teams for him to, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I mean.
Sure. You know what I mean? Like, some coaches like, that's your job to compare. I'll compare. We're better. I mean, let me tell you why. Just like, what a red ass. I love it. Let's hear what Dan Hurley says on what's next for the program.
You know, things are going to be a little crazy for the next 10 days. Unfortunately, you know, we're going to head into the portal. Like everybody else now, I've been dreading this moment. but but now we're here. We'll enjoy this for a couple of days, but then we're gonna, on the flight home tomorrow, we'll start talking about what the roster is gonna look like. Obviously, we graduate some players. We're gonna lose a couple potentially to the NBA early entry, and we're gonna dive in and put together a roster that can play a comparable level of basketball to the one that you guys have witnessed the last 2 years. That's, I know what our mindset will be. We're going to be focusing on trying to put together, a 3-year run, not just a 2-year run.
We might have to add that transfer portal laugh to our library of different laughs. A little bit creepy. I kind of liked it. I've enjoyed this. This guy can have a press conference, can he? I like that. Put that in the library. We're gonna use that the old Dan Hurley Porter laugh. Here we go. Dan Hurley on if he might leave UConn for another job. Oh, I wonder which one they're talking about, for another job this offseason.
You're not going to entertain any conversations with anybody else that might have a job coming open tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't think that's a concern. My wife, you should have her answer that.
The wife gets up there. How much are they offering?
Yeah. 11 mil per year?
What are we talking here? 15 mil a year? Maybe. I don't know. How bad you want him? Hey, he runs college basketball. Right. You want him? I don't know.
He ain't leaving.
I never say never. Probably not, though.
Do you think he has a price? Do you think there's a number they could hit? There's a number.
Everybody's got a number.
I don't know.
The $1 million, Ted DiBiase, everyone's got their price.
Everybody.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know him. He seems like he is at home on the East Coast. Going down south is a different animal.
I feel like I'm at home right now, sitting here talking to you.
Well, see,
there
that
is
makes
a
me
number.
Feel
there is a number that could have me go to any city in the world that you want me to. Practically,
I don't believe
in
that.
The United States. Oh, there's a number. Are you kidding me? Oh, you can not believe it all you want.
I don't think there's a realistic number.
Okay, then.
I don't think there's
a number they can get me. I'll walk out this door in 5 minutes. There's a number.
There's a number.
But you love Kansas City. You don't want to leave Kansas City.
I don't want to.
Right.
But there's a number that'll force me to.
I don't think there's a realistic number in Kentucky that would get him to leave Connecticut.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll be. We'll see. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
It'll be interesting.
Maybe you might be a better guy than me. I'm just telling you. I got a number in mind. I'm out.
I definitely have a number.
You're telling me you don't?
Oh, I got a number for sure.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, tell me, there is no.
Right. No,
there's
I've got
no,
a number.
There's no
got a number.
Bigger. I'll just say there's no bigger whore right now than Nate Buchady.
Oh,
you go everywhere calling games anywhere.
Yeah. I'm not talking about me.
Don't tell me.
I'm talking about you.
You're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I got the backpack.
There's an MLS all day. Hey, we want you to relocate the blankety blank. Okay, here I go. How much?
Oh, suitcase Nate.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. All right.
He's over in Qatar.
Yeah. I did say United States,
yeah,
or Canada.
I didn't.
Right. Right, that's right.
There's a number for everything.
What do you think they offer them? They got to call them, right?
Yeah, they got to call them.
What do you think their number is? What do they offer them?
Back that Brinks truck up.
Yeah.
$10 million a year?
He was asking, what do you want?
10 or 11.
What do you want? I would just say, what do you want?
Yeah.
What's it
going to
take? What do you need? What do you need to hear to make this thing happen? But I don't think he's going to leave. But boy, you got to call him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're
you have to.
They will. I mean,
they might call Nate now. Who knows? Nate Kentucky's on the phone.
I'm answering. Hello.
Well, let's take a break. Back after this on WHB.